What began as a simple passion project to access hidden trails has turned into a potential point of contention for North Saanich resident Chris Mayer. For 39 years, Mayer has called North Saanich home and volunteers with Friends of North Saanich Parks and the Peninsula Stream Society. During the pandemic, while exploring a seemingly inaccessible forest tucked between Ray Creek Park and Pat Bay Highway, Mayer uncovered a hidden gem he affectionately calls his Eden. Back in February 2020, I was involved in an industrial accident. I crushed my ankle. I was scheduled for surgery, but with the COVID, my surgery was canceled twice, so seeing as there was nowhere to go, nothing to do, I kind of just went for a walk behind the complex here in my neighborhood on Rideau Avenue and found a forest. Driven by a desire to groom the area, Mayer spent countless hours clearing invasive species and creating over 600 meters of trails, revealing a forest brimming with history, including an apple tree dating back to the 1890s. His efforts culminated when he built a footbridge connecting Ray Creek Park to Sydney's Peter Grant Park, meticulously constructed using cedar and pressure-treated wood salvaged from his property. He completed the bridge on April 4, 2024. "What they like about this is the natural feel about it," Mayer said, noting the positive response from locals. "Nobody knows this corner of the park better than the 67-year-old park steward. He gives impromptu tours to visitors, pointing out the park's many interesting tree residents: the maples, hawthorns, dogwoods, alders, cedars, downy birches, and the one lone oak tree. But the crown jewel," he says, "is a willow tree that has fallen down. This entire microcosm of all these trees going off here is a willow, which has fallen down and created this whole new world. From a certain perspective, it looks like it's on its elbows." He says strolling through the forest park and across the bridge through old trees, creeks, clearings and moss-covered barks and stones, makes one a silent witness to the magical passage of time, an experience he'd like to preserve for the community along with the bridge he built. However, Mayer's dedication is now met with uncertainty. Because the footbridge sits approximately 30 feet within the easement of Highway 17, it falls under the Ministry of Transportation's jurisdiction. "I have gone over the code. I used various mechanical fasteners, washers, nuts and galvanized bolts and screws, and I did a good job bracing and plating. I even used a solid cedar that's 1.5 inches thick." While Mayer believes he's built a safe and well-constructed bridge, even protecting the culvert underneath from erosion, the ministry views the unauthorized structure as a safety concern. According to the ministry, unauthorized structures are prohibited on its rights of way due to concerns about structural integrity, maintenance and access. They also informed Mayer he needed to remove the pedestrian bridge by March 17. "I tried several times to have the deadline extended, however, it was not granted," Mayer said. The ministry says the structure in question is built through Ray Creek's sensitive riparian area, which could risk damage to the ecosystem. All ministry projects require approvals on engineering and design standards, along with environmental studies prior to any construction coming underway. Mayer's hope now rests on North Saanich Parks agreeing to incorporate the bridge into Ray Creek Park, taking responsibility for its maintenance and oversight. "I want the district to accept the bridge as a gift," Mayer stated. "I want the bridge to be maintained and looked after, and I'm willing to undertake this responsibility." Should North Saanich decline, Mayer fears removing the bridge will not deter people from crossing over the culvert, potentially creating a more dangerous situation. To him, the bridge is more than just a structure. It gives people access to move freely and safely between the two parks. "I want to share this place that I call my refuge with everyone." Mayer has also reached out to the town of Sydney, with a staff member scheduled to assess the bridge. In the meantime, the future of his labor of love hangs in the balance, caught between passionate community creation and procedural regulations. "I am still hopeful that something can be worked out between North Saanich and Sydney, but I also feel frustrated, sad and disappointed," he said.